Years ago, when I was a freelancer, I often rode my bike to NPR's New York bureau. That ride involved a lot of dodging. Lately, New York has become more bike-friendly, adding bicycle lanes and starting a bike share program. Still, potholes and aggressive drivers mean bike riders can use some extra help, which they got this weekend in Manhattan with the blessing of the bikes. Alisa Roth reports.
This looks like some kind of bizarre wedding procession. I'm standing inside the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. It's an enormous Gothic Revival building with vaulted ceilings and stained glass. There's music, and people are walking solemnly down the aisle toward the altar. But there's no bride or flower girls. Instead, there are a couple of hundred people wheeling bicycles. There are fancy bikes tricked out with neon-colored tires, folding bikes, bikes laden with saddlebags. I even saw one woman who brought a bike share bicycle. It's the day before the Five Borough Bike Tour, which is a sort of New York marathon on wheels. For the last 16 years, cyclists have been coming here to get blessed for the big ride and for the rest of the year. Dana Albin is here from Albany. She's wearing a cardigan with tiny pink bicycles printed on it.
Bicyclists are always in danger on the road, so a little extra mojo going our way couldn't possibly hurt us.
The Episcopal priest Julia Whitworth is leading the ritual. She says it doesn't matter whether you're a regular churchgoer or if biking is your true religion. And that's why she has the service.
To pray for those of us who are people of prayer, pray for safety and joy and fun and appreciation for being in God's creation.
Whitworth is wearing a long golden robe over her clothes. She faces the crowd.
In a moment, we'll go again.
The service is short, but it's serious, even if the bell ringing doesn't come from the church tower. Whitworth reads a few passages from the Old Testament, including part of the book of Ezekiel that talks about wheels. Then she walks up and down the aisle, sprinkling the bikes and their riders with holy water. Two people read names of cyclists who have died riding in the city this year.
Victor Lopez.
Then the organ starts up. And everybody marches around the cathedral with their bikes. They go up the steps toward the altar, past these elaborately carved wooden seats, and they come back down again. More and more people are riding bikes in New York. The city says that between 2007 and 2011, the number of people commuting by bicycle doubled. It's getting safer, too. Some people say that's because the traffic infrastructure has gotten better, and because there are more bikes, other drivers are getting used to them. But others credit something else.
I've never been hit by a car. I don't know if the blessings are helping, but they might.
Debbie Friedman grew up on Staten Island, and she's been riding in the city since she was a kid. The blessing of the bikes is the only time she comes to church. But that's okay with the priest, and with Glenn Goldstein, the person who came up with the idea for the ceremony. He says it's really about bringing the diverse community together. The racers, the commuters, the messengers.
To me, it's the gathering of the family. I don't know all these folks personally, but I see them all the time. And so it's the one time when the whole family gets together, and it's kind of nice.
But some people are here looking for more concrete help. Clara Pellerin lives upstate near Albany. She left home at 3 o'clock in the morning to make it to the church on time. It's her first time doing the tour, and she's afraid of heights.
I believe in God, and if I can get help from him to get across the bridges, that'd be great.
After the ceremony, riders wheel their bikes back out of the church, hopefully a little better prepared to face the mean city streets. For NPR News, I'm Alisa Roth in New York.